mobile and monitors.
KO4 PXB, also mobile. Work day's over, taking the, you know, last 15-minute ride home, doing well.
Yeah, that ride home's a lot nicer than the ride into work.
The truth. So you put up with crazies going either way, so sometimes you just get lucky and...
KO4 NUE, y'all doubled.
Go ahead, station.
KO4 PXB, yeah, you deal with crazies both coming and going, so you just have to take the good with the bad.
Okay, I was saying I was out of work most of last week, sick, and I was about to go stir crazy. I was ready to get back to work, honestly, and then after a couple hours, that wore off.
KO4 PXB. Yeah, if I was home for a week, my wife would just probably strangle me, call him at work, tell him to come get me.
In that. Come on in, Chad. You hanging out, or you just letting us know we were double?
Trying to figure out how I, you know, my wife already does that to me, so I don't see what the big deal is. But anyway, KO4 NUE here. So, Andrew, would you be willing to give me a count of, you know, I need to arrange something for food if you've made a decision?
No, I think it was just me and Patrick. I would say the two, and I think Kim was on the fence. Give me a few minutes. I'll text Ed just to make sure and see if he was thinking about coming out or not. But I hadn't heard anything back from him. Let me get off the road and get home, and I'll give you a 100% count.
So is that's this coming weekend, correct?
Weekend's the 29th, I believe, if I remember off the top of my head.
You could give me possibly a count by, say, Thursday. That would be okay, and I'll take care of the feeding thing. If you could do that, and do you want that announced? This was my other question.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, it's your place, so I don't want to tell you what you can do, but yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. The more people, the merrier. I think it would be a lot more fun. And you ain't got to feed everybody. I mean, we can always bring some stuff to eat and whatnot.
Burgers, hot dogs, or something like that. But I'll post it on the net tonight. But I just want to drop by and say hello to you. And I didn't mean to interrupt y'all's conversation. KO4 NUE, and I'll be clear.
Three, I'll holler at you on the net tonight. Go ahead, Space. I believe it was KO4 PXP, if I got it right.
Yeah, I took vacation probably around the middle of December, around the 1st, and I had more honeydews on my time off that it felt like that I was definitely ready to go back to work and had more stuff to do on the so-called vacation time than anything else.
I get that. Mine's more of my honey don't whenever I'm home. It's like I'm home from work and she's like, oh, I don't have to do dishes or anything now. After a while, it's like, no, oh, crap, if I don't do them, nobody's going to do them. And by the way, the name here is Andrew.
Ms. Lloyd, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
I think we saw it one time before. Not too many Lloyds that I've heard. I'm saying we might have talked before on the radio. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but I just feel like it.
The name definitely sounds familiar, that we have talked before.
Usually when I'm home, I get the same thing. It's not really a honey-do list at all, but yeah. If it don't get done, it's like, well, he's home on vacation or break. I'm going to take a break, too.
I'm a firm believer that when I go on vacation, my wife's arm's just broken because, like I said, there's no cooking, no washing of the clothes and this, that, and the other. And I'm going, yeah, hey, wait, I'm supposed to be on vacation. I'm supposed to lay in my chair, watch football, and do whatever the hell I want to besides working the 8 hour to 8 to 10 hour time frame on so-called vacation.
That's funny how that works out.
I work for Farmer County, the local government. I'm their server manager, and I had 4 different calls from my boss and director while I was on vacation to look at stuff. So they actually gave me 1 day back because I was literally working 6 hours on a vacation week, and they mentioned that for the county administration to give me that time back or double pay me, and they didn't want to double pay me, so they gave me that vacation day back.
And I don't know if it's great either. I mean, yeah, you got the day back, but it's nice when you just get a nice long break.
It's definitely true, like I said. But on that time frame, when that 4:30 hit, I signed off and I didn't answer my phone anymore after that. I was just waiting for them to pretty much. I didn't answer the phone. I was sitting there just letting them do either email or text and then answer when I felt like it.
Yeah, completely. Shoot, when I'm off, most of the times I just try to put my phone on vibrate, and after a while I have to put it on do not disturb. Otherwise, I'll keep going in the kitchen and picking it up, checking on it, and make sure everything's good. But, you know, sometimes it's nice just to walk away from it for a little bit.
True, that's why I'll definitely look at it to answer emails, because with being the server manager, they truly don't understand. It ain't no kinda to it. They don't understand when something's down why they can't get a hold of me and for me to fix it regardless of the time frame.
See that? Well, it's down now. All they care about is getting it back up and running.
Definitely true. Because I know one of our, he's a programming director. At 4:30, you will not get him to answer the telephone and pretty much wait at least an hour or so before he'll answer email, and then by 9 o'clock he won't answer either one of them.
I get that completely, because that's the way I mean, for the most part, once I leave work, I'll still answer my phone until about the time I walk in the door, and it's a done deal after that. Once I walk in the house, that phone goes on vibrate, and I try my darndest not to look at it again.
Just in the nature of what we do, due to the fact that he also maintains the SQL parts of the server, so he has to sit there and be available when the SQL parts don't run right, because we're not allowed to get in there and do anything with those SQL databases, period. And we definitely have, definitely kept our fingers out of it to let him handle that part of it. I maintain the server, but he will maintain that application of it. That way, if something messes up, he did it.
I get that all day long. We got a couple systems at work that still run on like a Unix-based system, and there's that one guy that really knows how to do it. And, you know, even though I can probably get in there and be dangerous, it's always better just to call him and let him do it. If he screws it up, then that's on him.
Well, now we slowly have gotten, due to the fact that I'll back up, regroup here, the last IT director is no longer there. She retired. And now the new director has finally saw the light to where people are not individualized, where they only know one thing and they're not sharing information for, at that point in time, I guess it was for job security. But when people are out, then, and you only, that one person knows how to sign into that server or do that thing, then if that person's out or something, they get hit by a bus, you're dead in the water. And or somebody's trying to figure it out and messes it up worse.
And even where I work, and usually it's more around like IT related stuff, you know, people that build stuff, you know, you make sure you got plenty of people trained up, but you got the one guy that runs the one application that handles several different areas, and when he's off, either he's got to answer his phone or it doesn't get done.
That's what we run into, but then county administration, which it's a public entity, and we also have an account administrator, but we also have a county committee that they don't understand either on when things are down and they can't, you know, no one else knows what to do to fix it.
See, nobody worries about it until it's finally broken, and, you know, then everybody starts freaking out.
The understatement of the year, said they don't worry about it until just absolutely it falls apart. And then it's a major issue.
We got a process at work to where if some of our systems are down, they're based in Germany, you know, we got to call IT and you put a ticket in, and then the ticket's got to get escalated, and then they call and finally wake somebody up and get the right people on it and fix. But it's the exact same way. You got to make a mess out of it before somebody, the right person, gets involved a lot of times. It's just crazy how it works. KO4CF.
For PXB, and I also do the backup and restore. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen on people wanting a file restored. Like last week, somebody mentioned that they needed a file or folder restored, but then they realized that they haven't had it since September of last year. And I'm going, sorry, you know, our backups have overwritten itself by now, so we don't have your data that far back in September. We have, you know, up to December, but, you know, September, that's way too far back to do any kind of restore.
Day and age where you can get terabyte USB flash drives and stuff, I can't understand that. I back up so much stuff at work, probably even stuff they don't want me to. Emails, you know, they're kind of weird about archiving them, but there's always that moment where you need to go back and see what happened last year and some kind of email chain that I think is always better just to save it most of the time. But that's what I use, a little 1 terabyte flash drive. It'll go down one day, but I keep using it until that day.
People that have, you probably know what a PST file is for the email. We've got people that have a 12 terabyte PST file to back up their data, and like I said, what we do is we tell them the same thing, to get a USB device to put that on as their own backup, or we also have a file server that will sit there, and it has like 104 terabyte space available, that, and people have an end-user folder that they will copy those files out there too. And then that server is backed up nightly. So if they don't copy it out there, and we don't have the space to back up every individual PC, if they don't put that file out there on our file server, then, and it's gone, then we hate it for them.
The PST files, and then they got to where you couldn't do that anymore, so as you just had to archive everything individually. It takes a little bit of time, but still gets the same result.
Also have a 4 terabyte DataCove archive device that has archived emails all the way back to 2011. So that way we can restore, we can actually go back through and see a sent item or a to and from. We can look by subject or vice versa. So that saved us a lot of time. We also have the Symantec Backup Exec that we use for backing up our Exchange server.
Much space just is taken up just to try to back up stuff and, you know, keep it relevant for when you need it later on. I don't know, it's just crazy. But, for us, they really try to get to where people try to avoid emails now with the kind of the e-discovery. Say the wrong thing in emails and whatnot, so that's a sticking point now. But you still see it. People just send them all the time.
That is definitely true. That's why we actually have on our Exchange server rules to set up stop the stupidity of somebody, you know, starting to use, you know, multiple profane, non-profane words. It'll actually stop that email and tell them to, they need to, you know, watch their language.
I don't know if we have that at where I work or not. It wouldn't surprise me, but I've never, I usually try to watch what I say in my emails anyway, so, but yeah, it can be such a pain in the butt.
This is KO4PXB. I'm at the daycare to get the little crumb snatcher, so I'll have to say 73 until later on.
Good talking to you. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway myself, so I'm going to say 73. KO4CEF, and I'm going to be clear.
4DJW, KN4VWA. 4DJW, KN4VWA. VWA, monitoring.